You're listening to Huddersfield Giants Super League Live on Radio Yorkshire.
Here now is O'Brien. Angled run. Just gives it now. Pops it up there for the forward Harrison to drive it in. He's tackled five away. Clark dummies and coasts to his right. He's over. Dives in for Darrell Clark. Well, he dummied left and then went on his own and he scores under the post. A soft try from a Giants perspective. But Warrington have the lead. It's Huddersfield 0, Warrington 4.
Yeah, disappointing that from Huddersfield. Ball in hand. Had a couple of back-to-back sets and then just a silly offload. No need for it from Mullally. Should have taken the tackle. Warrington were first to react and then on the back of that, you know, just get some pressure inside the 20 of Huddersfield. And Darrell Clark, really smart round dummy half. Starting to find his feet a bit. I think Darrell Clark's being better and better week in and week out there. Just through the dummy. And, you know, Huddersfield bought it hook, line and sinker and from about a couple of yards. Too big and too strong. And he badges his way over, and you know that's a soft try, one that Huddersfield will be very disappointed with, Mark.
25 away, last one back to Brough, and he's going to get it away now. They're going to run it here. Here's Hughes, it's on the last. They've got it to Simpson, who's got the overlap, but he cuts back in field. He's going to hack it over the top. It's going to bounce. This could be a decent kick. Myler's dropped it, it's gone backwards, it's picked up by the Giants, and Connor's going to score. What a mistake from Richie Myler and Monaghan, but it's the youngster Jared Simpson, and off the fly play, kicks it over the top, and Jake Connor can't believe his luck. He scores. It's Giants 4, Warrington Wolves 6.
Yeah, interesting piece of rugby league, as you said. Huddersfield didn't panic, kept the ball alive on the last tackle, and Jared Simpson, you know, that's composure of a guy who's played 100 games or even 400 games. He didn't panic, and the kick, not only did he not panic, the kick was perfect. In between the two men, neither one of them knew whose it was, Monaghan or Myler. Both of them almost saying it was yours. In the end, Myler went for it, couldn't get it in, hit the floor, and Jake Connor, we've already talked about him, too big, too strong from 5 metres out, pushed off Monaghan and skidded over, and Huddersfield right back into the game. It was a try for Connor. It was made by the youngster, Jared Simpson.
Ball comes back in field. Here's Ben Curry, who got that knock in the opening minute or so. He's tackled 20 away from the Giants line. He'll play the ball after being rolled over by Akuma Tai. Here's O'Brien out the back for Myler, tried to slice through. Great tackle. It was Wardle and Connor with the tackles. Here they go in, last one, little grubber kicking goal. It's hit Brough and bounces straight back to O'Brien, who will walk in and score. How about the bounce of the ball for the Warrington Wolves? It bounces off Brough straight back to the young halfback, and O'Brien goes round underneath the post to score. It's Huddersfield 6, Warrington 10.
Yeah, good piece of play from O'Brien. Just took on the line. First, if it was Myler, went at the bigger guys, just got dragged down. Second play, and O'Brien did exactly the same thing, but this time he put a kick in. It rebounded off Danny Brough right into his arms because he chased his own kick, and then once he'd done that, there was nobody in front of him, and O'Brien scores. And you know, Warrington, I think this game's going to be about when you've got that territory and when you've got that field position, about scoring points. And you know, Huddersfield had probably 10-15 minutes camped down in Warrington's half, couldn't come away with any points, and you know, Warrington go up the other end and they score, and you know, puts them back in front.
Are they going to go for the one-pointer here? They are. They're going to line up the one-pointer. It's not the prettiest looking kick, but it's gone straight between the middle. And Gareth O'Brien are trying two goals, adds a drop goal as well. Good thinking from the youngster. 90 seconds left in the first half. It's Huddersfield 6, Warrington 13.
Yeah, it's tricky conditions. You know, try scoring opportunities at a minimum. You know, take the points when we're on offer. And he realised there, 1 point. Let's knock it over, and come the end of the game, who knows, that could be a genius thing to do. But you know, Huddersfield will kick off, probably get it, take us to half time, and you know, clever play from O'Brien.
Again, more messing about the play of the ball. Here's Ellis to Brough. Brough does well to pick that up off his bootlaces. Here's Simpson, kicks ahead. It was charged down. It's back to one here. And Crabtree dumps the ball off in the tackle. And Brough gets over the 20. Oh, he's kicked again on the first tackle. But Broughton, if he gets there, will score. Broughton does score. Sensational rugby league. And there's a fight. Look at this. Crabtree and Bridger going at it. Real scrap on here in back play. The celebrations are cut short. And the players are all piling in. Not sure what happened there, but they were, well, this is an all-in brawl now. The Giants have scored at one end, but the scrapping continues in the middle of the pitch, and Earl Crabtree and Chris Bridge were going out hell for leather there.
Yeah, they certainly were. Let's forget the fight, you know, let's ignore that, talk about the brilliance of the rugby league. And it was a good offload. I think Crabtree took one off Bridge, and that's what started it all. But Danny Brough did fantastically well, and You know, that's why they pay him the big bucks, Mark. That's why he's one of Rugby League's standout players in this country. Because everybody in the ground thought he'd made the wrong option then. You and I certainly too included. Put the kick to the corner. Why did he do that? That's why, because Jody Broughton on the outside had the pace to dive in at the corner and get the try. Magical from Danny Brough, spoiled by a little bit of a scuffle by the big guys in the middle with Bridge and by Crabtree. But Danny Brough, take a bow. Jody Broughton finished it off and Huddersfield right back into the game.
I'm not sure that was a little scuffle. I think there's going to be some red cards doled out here. And Anthony England is still trying to carry on in the middle of the pitch. Danny Brough's just gone up and told him to be quiet. Little Lion Bruffy, he's like one of them Yorkshire Terriers, isn't he, on a lead.
Danny Brough's one of those people who, you know, he wouldn't back down to anybody in the world. And if you're going to beat him, you'd have to kill him, wouldn't you? Because he'd keep getting back up and he'd keep getting back up.
There's a yellow card here for Bridge, so I can only assume... Is he simbing Danny Brough now?
Yeah, he's simbing Anthony England. He's simbing Brough, and England's waiting for him, and these two are going to like that.
Well, Anthony England here has lost his plot, hasn't he? Because Lee Breeze is having to pull him off the field here. He's saying, look, you clown, get off. You've been simbing. Off you go. And now he's still giving the verbals to Danny Brough. Poor show that from Anthony England. I'm not sure what sparked that off. But if they've got a yellow, what on earth's happening to Crabtree and Bridge?
Yeah, and he's still arguing it down, isn't he? He's Anthony England. He's saying he got an elbow. He's saying he took an elbow. And what happened? It was a two-man scuffle, wasn't it, at first? It was Crabtree and it was Bridge going at it one-on-one. Then everybody realised that what was going on. And Jake Connor, I think he could be in trouble in the week, Mike, because he sprinted fully 50 metres to launch into a fight that had absolutely nothing to do with him. And you know, he's got to be more smart than that as the youngster. And as I said, it wouldn't surprise me if he gets... I don't think he'll get trouble in this one, but I'm sure when they look at it at the replay at Red Hall in the week, that he'll be in trouble too.
Well, Brough and England in the bin. I think there's more cards coming here, and I think Earl Crabtree and Chris Bridge will be lucky to survive this. Well, he's given the try, Bentham, and that might be the end of it. That was quite nasty violence in the middle of the pitch. Let's not pull any punches.
Well, whether it's today or tomorrow, Bridge and Crabtree are going to get a ban, aren't they? You can't condone that, Mark. They're both swinging punches in the middle of the field, and we know it's a rough and tough sport, rugby league, but you know, them days have left us long ago, thankfully, and them two are going to, as I say, see some punishment. Whether it's here today or next week, who knows?
Five away, plays it from the wrong place, but gets away with it. Monaghan will pick it up and he's going to score. Monaghan has got over, but he's held up. They've somehow dragged him back into the field of play. Last one. Here's a little grubber kicking goal. It's a good kick. It's spilled by the Giants. It's gone everywhere. It's surely been knocked on, but he's not. And he's going to give the try. Here's Phil Bentham. Oh, dearie me, Phil Bentham. That looked a clear knock-on from the Warrington Wolves. Seven gone second half, and the Wolves have scored again. It's Huddersfield 12, Warrington 17.
That's Ben Harrison with the try. What happened there was they're kicking behind. Jamie Ellis diving backwards, and he certainly spilled the ball, and then he went to dive on it again and spilled it again, and then the first one to react was Ben Harrison, who dragged the ball in. I'm with you, it looked a knock on, but the referee, who was a lot closer than what we are, Mark, he's given the try, and Warrington have reacted well. You know, they've reacted well to that kick, and to that scuffle as well. They said they're not going to be bullied by these big Giants forwards, and they've come back and scored the next try, and it's game on now. It really is game on.
Here's Ellis into the line. Gets it away for Hughes. Hughes going for the line. Can he get it away from McGilvray? He can! Has McGilvray got this down? The touch judge seems to think he has. Does Phil Bentham agree? He does. Try for the Huddersfield Giants. Great play from Jack Hughes. Dumped the ball out of a two-man tackle. And McGilvray from 2 yards out. You're not going to stop him. Game on here at the John Smiths. Huddersfield 16, Warrington 19.
Yep, summed it up perfectly, Matt. Great offload from Jack Hughes. And then McGilvray still took some scoring, but he's a big unit out on that wing, and he had enough strength, enough know-how to keep low, dive in at the corner and, you know, brush the flag and brush the paintwork as he went in. But he managed to get the ball down and get the game again right back in the balance. Big kick coming up from Danny Brough, but super offload from Jack Hughes, and I think he's had a big game today. He's been a threat every time he's touched the ball this afternoon, Mark.
Still 16 minutes left. Oh, poor pass from dummy half. Lawrence just stoops to pick it up and gets the ball away to Hughes, who might get McGilvray away down the sideline. And McGilvray cuts back in and he's got past Bridge. McGilvray going, he's got Lawrence in support with him. Can he get the ball away? He's still going over the top of Rex and he's tackled five away. Great play from McGilvray. Plays the ball here. If they move it wide, Huddersfield must score. If they get it away, Brough tackled. Can he get it out? He shovels the pass. It's picked up here on that far side. They're coming back in. Connor's kicked ahead again, and they'll score! Jared Simpson dives in. His second try of his career, and Huddersfield are in front. It looked like they'd taken the wrong option, but the ball on the floor wasn't dealt with, and Huddersfield have come from behind. They lead 22-19.
What a game, what a try. Super play from Huddersfield. Again, McGilvray with a great break down the right-hand touchline. He got up to his feet and we thought Huddersfield had bombed the opportunity, but somehow Danny Brough got the offload away. He found its way to the hands of Jake Connor on that left-hand side. And I thought, what's he doing again? Kicked inside, but his strength and his possession and his presence of mind to keep pushing forward and keep fighting. He got the second kick to the ball and it was into the in-goal area, and then Jared Simpson appears from nowhere and he thinks to himself, how easy is this Super League? Two games, two tries, easy as you like, from 1 yard, drops on the ball and he becomes the hero. Super play from the Giants, and what a game and what a second half we're seeing. Danny Brough going for another 40-20,
and he's nailed. Surely if he gets a bounce, he's nailed it. That is just top volley. That's what like watching Ronaldo put a free kick in the top corner from 25 yards. Absolute skill. Turns the ball right down the other end and it's 10 out from the line. Huddersfield with a full set in hand.
And that's why he's paid the big bucks, isn't he? And that's why, you know, he's one of the competition's standout players, because he can come up with pieces of brilliance like that. The only person in the ground who thought about kicking a 40-20 on the second tackle is Danny Brough, and he has the brilliance to be able to nail it as well. It's been a masterclass from Brough today. We've obviously seen him 10 minutes in the bin for having a scuffle, you know, with a guy, you know, 20 inches taller and 10 stone heavier than him. But, you know, that's Danny Brough. We've seen everything from him today. Absolute brilliant.
Brough in at dummy half. Again, Fairbanks is there, but I think he's the dummy. They're going back. They're going for the one-pointer from Ellis, who chips it over the top. And I think this is good. It is good. And it means now that Huddersfield have a six-point advantage. Great play. Brough in there, dictating matters. Gets it back. Ellis on his right boot, sticks it between the middle. It's Huddersfield 25, Warrington 19.
Yeah, but that was on Danny Brough's mind from when he kicked that 40-20. You could just see it. 40-20, we'll take the one. You know, we don't lose the game. 9 minutes to go. You know, Warrington have got to score to and kick the goal to get a draw. Brilliant play from him. You know, as I said, he masterminded that. Even went into dummy half, told Ellis, get back there, drop the 1 point. And you know, Ellis had the presence of mind and the ability to be able to knock it over. But it was constructed by Danny Brough with his brilliance and his organisation.
Ellis is out the back, but I think they might have bombed the chance of going for the one here. Ellis is back. No, he's going to go for it from the angle. He gets it up, and the cheer will tell you everything. What a kick from Jamie Ellis. Very much the second swing kicker in this side to Danny Brough. But he's nailed two drop goals, and that one from 10 metres in from touch. And the Giants lead by seven. What a comeback for the Giants. Six left. They lead 26-19.
Smart play from Jamie Ellis there. We'll ship the ball to the right-hand side so they think the drop goal's not on. And I'll still bang it in from 10 metres in from touch. And he did.
Here now is Robinson. Busy gets it to Brough out the back now. They've got numbers. Miss out ball for McGilvray to win it. He's in again. Second try, Jermaine McGilvray. And that is game, set and match for the Huddersfield Giants. Lovely miss out pass. And you ain't stopping Jermaine McGilvray from there. It's two on the afternoon. Giants lead 30 points to 19.
Yeah, super play. And, you know, we've talked about the magic of Danny Brough, and rightly so this afternoon. But Jamie Ellis hasn't been far behind him as we get another little scuffle happening down there with the players. You know, don't be surprised if Danny Brough's involved in that as well. In fact, he stood out. He's just stood at the back and letting the big boys go at it. But the two halfbacks, we talk about the forwards and laying a platform in conditions like this, but both halfbacks for Huddersfield have been magical in this second half. And this time it was Ellis who perfectly weighted pass, drew in the cover and lofted the pass over to McGilvray. And as you said, wet conditions, big powerful winger, he did enough to skid in at the corner. And the Giants have been great in this second half, and they're rightly going to go home with the 2 points.
Yeah, they are indeed. And it's been, you know, they were asked some questions, but ever since that scuffle, it's all gone the Giants' way.
As you say, sometimes you poke a dog with a stick, don't be surprised if it bites you. And I think that's what's happened, isn't it? You know, Warrington have rattled them, they've asked them a few questions, you know, are you tough enough, are you strong enough? Well, the answers are yes, yes and yes.
Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire at RL on RY.